This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike, the Steelers are the last AFC team to report to training camp this year. That's a week from today. What would be your thoughts on a TJ Watt holdout? We've seen Le'Veon Bell skip camp, but he wasn't under contract. We've seen guys who were rookies not report, Rod Woodson, but we have not seen somebody under contract do something like that, pull a stunt like that with the Steelers in a very, very, very long time.
You're reminding me of something that I've been meaning to refresh my memory about. There is a common misconception that any player who is operating under any contract other than his rookie contract, if he holds out, the daily fines, $40,000 per day, cannot be waived by the team. Because, for example, the year Hines Ward held out, fines rack up, they work out a deal, fines go away. Just don't tell people the fines went away, wink, wink, nod, nod. You can't do that anymore. And the belief is that a guy like TJ Watt couldn't have his fines waived because it can rack up to a huge pile of money and it becomes a potential issue. I think the way the CBA is written, it won't apply to TJ Watt. Now, look, we're talking about $40 million per year here, not $40,000 a day, but it's just one of those little things that could make it easier for him to hold out. Because to the extent that for others, like for Trey Hendrickson, it definitely would be $40,000 a day because he did sign his contract as a free agent. It wasn't a renewal of an existing deal that was signed as a rookie. That's the subtle difference, but I think that's what the CBA says. Trey Hendrickson's going to lose that $40,000 and it's non-waivable per day. TJ Watt, he could say, you know what, when we work this out, they'll waive it because they can. It's just something to keep in mind. Because I know everybody thinks, oh, no, veteran players are never going to hold out again. I don't think that's an impediment for TJ Watt. And I think a holdout is far more likely this time than it was back in 21 when they had that kind of everyone's on the same page. He's going to show up, but he's not going to practice until he has his deal.
Mike, as this has, this whole process has kind of, I won't say dragged on because we all assumed it would take a while here and that it wouldn't be resolved even at this point. But are you getting a better sense as to how you think it will be resolved right now than maybe you had 2 weeks ago? Like, are you getting a more pessimistic sense that Watt is even angrier than we think? Just wanted to get what you felt like was the latest on this from your perspective.
I thought the stuff that Mark Caboli said last Friday on your show, and he recharacterized it to a certain extent on his Twitter page, but he left a little sweet spot in there. The Steelers aren't shopping TJ Watt, but they're doing their due diligence to see what the trade market for him would be. What would, hypothetically. And that's kind of the toe in the water, right? You're finding out, and if you hear that someone's willing to give up, hypothetically, a lot more than you thought, maybe that changes your view. I keep going back to the report from NFL Media. They have no intention to trade him. Imagine if the Chiefs would say we have no intention to trade Patrick Mahomes. No, they'd say, are you crazy? We're not trading Patrick Mahomes. So the door is at least cracked. And maybe they're cracking it a little bit more just to see. And that becomes, I think, also, like, anytime you got a big decision to make, you need to know all your options. And I think TJ Watt needs to know, for example, hey, man, they're not going to pay you what you want and give us what we want. So don't even think about going down that path. So more information in a situation like this is good. But also, once you start down a certain path, sometimes momentum can take on a life of its own. And the next thing you know, they have a trade offer that maybe they'll take.
Mike, do the Steelers strike you as the organization, even though they've changed some of their ways of doing business? Would the skipping of training camp, because Tomlin brought that up with Aaron Rodgers, where, okay, this is where the season really starts. I'm not going to worry about OTAs. I'm not going to worry about him being signed for minicamp, even though he ended up showing up for minicamp. He said at the owners' meetings, it really begins at training camp. If Watt does hold out and starts to miss days of training camp, could you see organizationally their attitude towards the player shifting?
Probably not, because in 2021, he was there and he wasn't practicing, but he was there. I think teams have recognized there's value in having what they call a hold-in now, where the guy's there and he doesn't practice and everybody understands why he's not. Because once you show up, it's virtually impossible under the collective bargaining agreement to leave. What, if you don't show up, you have a lot more leverage than if you show up and try to leave. So we're in. At some point, this guy's going to play. At some point, we're going to get a deal done, or we're going to tell him, you got to get your hat, let's go to work, it's time. So I think that it is different, but similar. He's not practicing, but he's not. I think it puts more pressure on the team because, yeah, they don't have him on the practice field, but they also don't have him in the building. And not having him in the building, I think, is going to make people very, very nervous.
Yeah, there's not the impression that everything's ultimately hunky-dory at the last, you know, when it comes right down to it, and they'll get it worked out. Mike, what I want to know is if you're hearing anything, like, because I've seen these reports. I think they've been talked about on this show maybe while I was on vacation last week for a little bit, but that there are real questions on the Steelers' side about the way Watt specifically ended the season and then that playoff game where he was invisible in the playoff game, tapered off dramatically. To what extent do you think that's real, and that this isn't just about the amount of money he wants? It's also about what they think he is as a player going forward.
Well, and here's the reality, and this is one of the tension points when it comes to the injury report. You know, sometimes teams like to conceal, downplay the extent to which a guy's injured. And that can make a player look like he's declining. And I'm not suggesting the Steelers were hiding any injuries. And I haven't even looked at TJ Watt's injury report for late in the year. But my point is, you know, maybe it was wear and tear. Maybe he was banged up. Jordan Love had a down year last year. Well, he was hurt all year long too. So I'm not sure. And the Steelers are in a better position to know. But this gets back to what we talked about last week. The deal that they do, if they do one, the structure is going to be so critical, because for the Steelers, the question is, when can we escape a bad deal? When can we say, nope, he's no longer playing up to this standard, we're going to move on? So they have all that information, and I think that is one of the big points to go. The APY, fine. The structure, are we tied in for 1 year? Are we tied in for 2 years? And I'd be stunned if they're tied in for 3 years.
Mike, I had someone who worked in the NFL bring this up to me after we talked last week, and I wanted to get your thought on it, and it just popped back into my head. So you brought this up, and this is, I'm not going to make this too in the weeds. TJ Watt is rep by a company called CAA. They're one of the biggest agencies in the world. Jimmy Sexton's his agent. He's like
Jimmy Sexton, RJ Gonsner. Yes,
it's like a huge,
maybe another guy,
huge power agency. Myles Garrett is rep by Rich Paul, LeBron's guy. And someone articulated to me basically, look, there's a urinating match that goes on between these two agencies. There is no way CAA is going to let Watt basically run back into Rooney's office this year and take less money than Garrett because of the war between, All right, another EAS test, or not test, alert because of bad weather. We're joined by Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. Mike, just picking up on that question, basically Garrett and Watt are rep by two different huge agencies and how that might factor into the contract Watt takes.
You're absolutely right. And there is intense competition among agents. Agents should cooperate and collude. A couple of weeks ago, when you were off, Pony, we talked about that collusion case where the NFL got caught with its hand in the cookie jar. Agents are allowed to do it. Players are allowed to do it. But agents from different firms don't want to work together. They're in competition. I'll give you a quick example. Athletes First, which is another one of the big agencies, they represent both Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa. And last year, they played the Dolphins and the Packers against each other with both of those guys coordinating and getting both of them $55 million a year when at least one of them has no business getting $55 million a year, but in my opinion. But that's what can happen if, let's say, CAA had both Garrett and Watt.
Exactly.
You could package them together.
Right.
Now to add another wrinkle to this, Athletes First has Micah Parsons.
And the thing I heard was CAA, which is this massive agency, they're going to look really bad if Watt takes less than Garrett, and they don't want that.
They all use things like that in recruiting for new clients.
Yep.
That's so much of the game. That's why, you know, when you see the initial reports of what a deal is worth from the usual suspects, Schefter, Rappaport, Garofolo, Pelissero, yada, 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 it's always the most inflated number that the agents give to them because they want that to be the first thing that is used to parlay that deal into new clients. It's all about taking what you've done now and using it to get new clients. So if CAA falls short of Miles Garrett's $40 million a year, then that gets used against CAA. That's why they could do 40.1, and there's a way to do it. You can put some bullcrap back-end years. I could write the thing in 5 minutes that would get him to 40.1. The key is the Steelers having the option to bail after 1 year, and at the latest, after 2 years.
Mike, since Pony brought it up and you've expounded on it with these agent inter-agency battles, could there be a stare down between CAA and Athletes First as to which of those two big-time clients signs first? I know Parsons is a lot younger, and so it would stand to reason he's going to get more or whatever, but would they maybe not want to have their guy sign first because then the next agency can just jump in and sign for more?
If I'm Athletes First,
All right, so that's a big one. Flash flood warning for Pittsburgh and a lot of surrounding areas east of the city. Mike Florio with us. You heard Melzi's question about the Parsons and Watt wanting to wait on a deal. Mike, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I think that from Parsons' perspective, I definitely would like to see Watt go first. I don't want to run the risk of Parsons doing a deal and then Watt jumping in, unless Parsons is going to get $45 million or more per year, which he could, which he could. But if this is just the old, you know, the old thing where you put your hand on top of each other, working your way up the bat,
like, yeah, of course,
Miles Garrett's 40 and Parsons is 40.1, I'd be nervous about TJ Watt coming in at 40.2. But I think that Parsons is going to be so much more. Remember we talked a week or two ago about the Steelers thinking Garrett's deal's an aberration. And
yes.
I said, just wait till Parsons' deal comes in. So I think from Parsons' perspective, he's going to get so much, I believe, that it's not going to matter. And I think from Watt's perspective, yeah, let me see what Parsons can get, because that just makes my argument for at least 40, at least more than Miles Garrett, more plausible if Parsons gets 45.
Mike, let me get you out on this one. McLaurin and Jennings, do you think either one or neither of those guys gets traded?
I think probably neither get traded. I saw that Jennings is going to show up. Again, that's the worst thing you can do if you really want to take a stand. You show up, you lose your leverage. And I don't think the 49ers are going to do anything with his contract. He did a deal that ended up being a bad deal for him because he's a better player than the numbers suggest. Now, maybe they'll fix it, but I don't see him trading him. And with McLaurin and the Commanders, I just think it's a matter of time before they work out a deal. He's due to make $15 million this year. He clearly needs more. The question is, what's the right number?
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, PFT Live. Check him out. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk next week.
See you, guys.
There
Thank
you go. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Thank you to Mike for bearing with us during those emergency alert system warnings. Turn around, don't drown. It's very good advice.
Yeah, don't try.
I got caught in a flash flood once, and the water went into my car. That's really a true story in Robinson. Yep.
A lot of weird... We live pretty high up in the Appalachian Mountains here. A lot of weird places in the area, though, where you can get caught.
Yeah. Car, like, was basically fried, and they didn't want to total it, so it was in the shop for, like, 8 months.
8 months?
Yeah, man.
Why didn't they want to total it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not, like, privy to how all these insurance games work.
So this is when you already lived here,
yeah,
obviously.
This is probably going back maybe 13 years.
Oh, man, the early days of Pony.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, I'm just saying, the early days. You had longer hair.
Yeah, but you said it in a tone where you're like, man, that guy was a disgrace.
No, that's how it came off. No, absolutely not. It was more
before
the band was famous.
That's what I heard.
Before the band was famous. I mean, you're going to be a big TV star one of these days very soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Let's go back to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. That's where we find Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL on CBS, Pittsburgh's only NFL game day sideline reporter and one of the best ever to do it. Brought to you by Bet365. She'll be getting ramped up for training camp tours and preseason games and all that good stuff very soon. Steelers report to La Trobe a week from now. Aditi, what do you think? Is a TJ Watt holdout on the table? Is it possible, or do you think he will absolutely show up day one and just do the hold-in thing again?
I feel like the hold-in is a little bit more likely.
But
it worked last time,
holdout, right? Not out of the question, or is out of the question?
I mean, it's so hard to say absolutes here. You're asking me, what do I feel? What do I think is more likely?
If somebody asked me, will Paul Skene sign an extension with the Pirates, I would say 0.0% chance. I would speak in absolutes.
Even after everything he said about Sidney Crosby and meeting so much to the community.
Yes.
Being an icon in Pittsburgh. So it's all just talk. It's not something I can bank on.
You know what talks? Money. That's what AC/DC said, and they were right.
Well, and it has to be beyond maddening to lose the way that, I mean, at some point you don't want your whole career. And I guess that brings it back to TJ Watt.
Well, can I just ask you a quick question about that inside TV and then you can make your Watt point?
Yes.
So we started the show talking about how we thought it was so odd that they put the graphic up 4-8 with all these great numbers last night for Skene on the All-Star Game telecast. He's the first pitcher with that bad of a record to ever start the game. You've got John Smoltz as the color guy. It's just begging for him to say, look at this kid who's been able to persevere this year on such a bad team. He gets no run support, and still here he is in this game. He's so good he can be 4-8, and he's starting the All-Star game. But I said to Chris, it just seemed to me like there was a gag order or a muzzle that Major League Baseball didn't want in this showcase game, them talking about the Pirates that way. And
you think that was the case? Think that's why Smoltz didn't make that point?
Yes, absolutely. And you work for a network that broadcasts games, and I'm not saying maybe anything ever happened with you, but could you see that happening where the NFL would say to CBS or Fox, don't bring this up, or Major League Baseball would say to Fox, don't bring this up?
There are certain things certainly it was far more at the NFL Network than it was at CBS, but there are certain things that it's almost unsaid. Instead of being explicitly told, hey, don't bring this up. But I think it's very well known that the league doesn't like you to belabor injuries. The camera, if you see an injury on the field, you might see it initially, but then if you ever notice, the camera immediately goes away from that. And you are not seeing an injured player tended to in real time. So there are certainly things like that where the league has input, but I can't imagine.
Like you did the first Deshaun Watson game when he came
back.
Was that tough? Was that like, hey, these are the list of do's and don'ts in this situation?
I mean, I had several conversations with the league about that, but it wasn't really do's and don'ts. It was, how much do we want to make, if there were going to be tons of protesters, if there was signage, what is our place? If Tony Busby, the attorney, brought in all these accusers as he was threatening to do and they unfurled some big banner. So we did certainly talk about all of that, mm-hmm. but there was never an edict. You cannot do this. You cannot show that. I think at some level there's a trust too, that you don't want to turn off your viewer, and how much can you go away from the game? It's walking the line. You're right. You have a very good memory, and it's funny to sit back and think that. I don't know. I have a really hard time thinking that Major League Baseball feels so, so strongly about the Pittsburgh Pirates, that they think it would be doing the Pirates wrong if the point was made that the mental fortitude that this young man was showing in going out every 5 days when he's got no run support, when his team isn't matching his performance in any way. I mean, I can tell you last year we had the Bengals late in the season and Joe Burrow had an absolutely monster season. He was playing the position of quarterback better than he'd ever played it. And yet for the first time in his career, as he said to me, results were not following. It was the first time that he was playing as well as he possibly thought that he could, and it wasn't netting wins. And how difficult it was for him to still show up every day, to be in the weight room just as hard, to put forth all the same effort when the results weren't there, and that was all part of his growth. That was a huge part of our story for the game. We got into that. We talked about it. We didn't shy away from it. We could have, essentially the subtext was that the Bengals defense
sucked.
Is failing. Yeah, it's failing Joe Burrow. That Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and what this offense is doing is being wasted by this defense. We didn't phrase it that way, but that was obviously the subtext. We weren't told that you can't do that.
We weren't told,
you have to protect the Bengals and not say, it is what it is. And I understand it's different. This is an all-star showcase, but I don't know. I don't think that's Major League Baseball. I mean, do you really think that Major League Baseball feels that strongly about not upsetting Pirates ownership?
I think Major League Baseball feels strongly about not having what is largely seen on the outside as a major wart of the sport brought up in so many words by its broadcast team during the game.
I think that's well said.
Sometimes you don't net any change if you don't put some sunlight on something.
Yes, which is what
and
every Pirate fan wanted.
I think it's better for baseball. Well, I think it's better for baseball if the Pirates are better, if one of the most iconic ballparks is filled, if the energy around this team is like it was when I first moved to this city, and if a guy like Paul Skenes is racking up 20-something wins instead of struggling for those four.
Let's get back to Watt here. You were talking about the holdout possibility.
Anything is possible. I see a hold in at this moment as more likely. I talked to an old teammate of his last week, and I said, as I've said to you so many times, I just don't understand why even get to the hard feelings. Why even get to that point? You know you want to get a deal done. He wants to get a deal done. Cam Hayward was about as vocal as a person could be earlier today, saying that the team, essentially, that the players all want a deal done. Mm-hmm. And this former teammate of TJ's, who played in the league for a very, very long time and certainly knows the ins and outs of the game, was like, oh, it's going to get done. Don't worry. It's going to get done. So I said that even more to my point, why belabor it? Why even?
It just feels different this time. Despite what hearing from people,
Have been different, Chris.
It feels very, very different. Even if people still have the baseline expectation, Aditi, that it's going to get done, it's ultimately going to end up a much ado about nothing thing. It does feel like a different sort of edge to the whole conversation from,
because
especially
Watt's
side.
Because it's more disrespectful this time around than it was the first time around. The first time around, it felt more like it was business. This time around, it feels like there's a level of disrespect to it. And you've made the point, you both made the point over the last few weeks, they've had extra money for all these people who've never been in the locker room. They had extra money for Johnny Smith. They had extra money for Jalen Ramsey. They had huge money for DK Metcalf. Yes, absolutely. So why were getting those deals done a priority? And this one that you could have gotten done a year ago and gotten a significant discount on, but once again, you were felled by, well, we haven't done business that way in the past, being your guiding tenet. It does feel different, but I also remember it being a bit stressful the last time around. I think this is one of those things that, like, when you're in it, it's bad, and then once you've gotten over it, you don't remember it as badly as when you were in it.
Like, so when Andy Dufresne had to go through that tunnel at the end of Shawshank.
Yes, exactly. We remember the moment of triumph when he gets out of it.
Are you just saying that because you've seen the highlight, or have you actually seen the movie before?
Of course I've seen the movie.
Okay.
Are there people that haven't seen The Shawshank Redemption?
Well, I tried to make my wife watch Jaws last week, and she said, this is boring, turn it off, so I don't know.
I will tell you, I have not seen Jaws.
I've never seen it.
Wow! Because I don't want the nightmares.
Wow!
I think that's part of being a grown-up, is recognizing what you can or cannot stomach.
Man. I don't really think being a grown-up... I think my nightmares would be more about real world stuff now. I don't think a movie could scare me into nightmares like it could.
You know,
when I was
it's really funny you say that, because I used to be a huge X-Files person, and no X-Files episode scared me except the inbred one, because the inbred one felt like it could be real, whereas the alien one was not as real. What about Apollo 13? Have you seen Apollo 13?
That was the first PG-13 movie my parents let me see.
Kevin Stefanski a few years ago used an analogy. Remember that scene in Apollo 13 when they dump that big cardboard box on the table and say, we've got to use all of this to get this through this hole?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Like they needed to MacGyver or whatever.
Yep.
So Kevin Stefanski was talking about his injury bitten team and this, that, and the other. This was, I don't know if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And he goes, you know, sometimes I just feel like it's a scene in Apollo 13 where that's what we're trying to figure out. And Spiro Dides, our play-by-play guy, had never seen it. I was blown away.
Well, Balzi's
by
never
not
seen
having
the Godfather
seen Apollo
movies.
13. What?
Yeah.
Neither
Have you read
them.
The book? Have
He's
you read
no interest
the book?
In any of it. He doesn't like mob movies.
I've seen one mob movie. Which
he thinks there's too many bad guys.
Well, to be fair, I did like the one that I watched, which was Casino.
Okay, so but if you liked one, why would you not give another a chance?
It's Malsy we're talking about.
I just can't root for any. I need somebody to root for in the movie, and all I root for in those movies is for everybody to get gunned down in the end.
And sometimes that happens.
Sometimes it does. Do you believe that Tony Soprano died at the end? Did you watch The Sopranos?
No, he didn't see that
either. I only watched the finale in the Pine Barrens episode, which was very funny.
Yeah, he left a lot of meat
on that
bone.
You should at least read the book by Mario Puzo. Read the book.
I don't know. Like, I see people who are like, oh, you know, Michael Corleone is this great, like, exemplar of how to be a leader. I'm like, no, he was a bad dude who deserved to get two between the eyes. Mm.
I don't know if you should be making that reference right now with everything that's going on with Najee. All right. See you, Didi. We'll talk again next week.
What?
Bye.
Bye.
What are you doing? You're tossing me in a room. I'm talking about two bullets between the eyes. I'm not talking about a fireworks
Still,
reference.
Still, it's eye injuries and
you're the one who just brought it into consciousness.
Well, because it's going on right now. He's starting the He's starting training camp on the injured list.
Now you're going to make Aditi think that I'm some horrible person.
I think you were trying to get to that punchline.
No.
No?
I was just saying, I watched that movie, I'm going to think this guy isn't like some sort of tragic
figure. Do you think it's inappropriate
figure?
To make Najee eye jokes right now?
No. I wouldn't do it.
You would not do it?
No.
You think that's
it's a little too fresh. There's a statute of limitations to one degree or another on most joke subjects.
Donnie made a Najee Harris joke the other day that made me laugh, and I'm trying to remember what it was.
Way to not toss me right under an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, cool. Nice moving vehicle you found to run over Donnie with.
It was a good joke. I'm not putting you under anything. I'm giving you credit.
It was a good joke, but you're just throwing it out there for everybody to know.
I didn't say the joke on the air.
Yes, but you made it very clear that Donnie made a joke
about
it.
Well, maybe he could tell it in the deep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Brief. It's Donnie Football Debrief time. His biggest football topic of the day at 4:30 every day is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Before we get to that, the Fan is partnering up to support Pittsburgh public school students this year. Really cool incentive we've got here. Drive going on, providing stuff, backpacks, all their school supplies for the Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive. You can support it by purchasing these backpacks or dropping off supplies at a location near you, and you can find them at 937thefan.com. All right, Don, you're not going to tell that Najee joke, are you?
No, I'm not.
Good.
And
I was hoping
thanks
would.
Again for just throwing me under the bus. Now I'm going to – I think we got to play hardball a little bit here, Chris. The next time he says something in the back that's potentially incriminating –
I'm throwing
it right out there.
It'll be like you used to read.
No, I didn't throw it out there,
It'll be like you used to read in the Bible. You will not know the hour nor the day when I choose to throw you under the bus.
And who knows what that joke was about?
Who knows what that joke is about?
The whole point, the entire point, is that I had just said, I think there's a statute of limitations on most joke subjects.
Yep.
And that I felt like it was too soon to joke.
So
even
when is it
going to
be no longer too soon? Can you make a JPP firework joke now?
Yes, because he's come back and played and made millions of dollars. When Najee comes back with no ill effects and plays football again,
What if this derails his career?
Then
we're
I'm
never
really
going to be able to
feel
joke
great
about
making
it?
Jokes about it.
Okay.
And then after I had said that, you said, Donnie just made a banger of a joke back there.
He did. But it wasn't I'm not going to say what it was about. Anyways.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard to figure
Najee
out.
Najee Harris having athlete's foot one time.
You don't really hear about athlete's foot anymore.
Yeah, because of
tough acting, ten acting.
Yep.
God, is that pathetic.
All right, go ahead, Don.
The debrief, July 16, 2025. I saw Pony, among others, bitching about this list that got put out there.
For good reason.
I do have to agree, because it is egregious. Like a lot of these are.
Wait, is
you know,
one of those
seeing
lists
how ridiculous,
deliberately bad?
Yeah, seeing how ridiculous some of these lists are does make me feel good about the Steelers one I put out there last week. Top 10 defenses since 2000. No Steelers.
Now, I have no issue with the number one defense. It's 2000 Ravens.
I really don't have an issue with the top two.
2002 Buccaneers, sure. It's everything after that that goes to hell in a handbasket.
I mean, they put a Bears defense in that didn't win jack squat in the end.
Yeah. Wait, does that say 2006 or 2005? I can't tell.
It doesn't 05. Matter. The 05
well,
team.
Well, hold on, though, Chris.
The 05 team came into Heinz Field and got right, run over but I'm by saying, Jerome Bettis.
I'm saying let's say they put the Bears 10th on this list from 06 and said they got Rex Grossman to a Super Bowl. It's a pretty good argument for the Bears' defense being included. They're probably
Devin Hester might have had as much to do with that as anybody.
Well, but yes. Well, I mean, he had one in the Super Bowl.
I mean, how many did he have that year?
I don't think he had enough to single-handedly.
I thought he had like five or six.
He won the Cardinals game for them.
Yep. And that's what set Dennis Green off the rails.
Did the very famous one. God, now all the YouTube commenters are making their best Najee jokes.
They put,
see what you've done?
They put the Browns on here from 2023, the year they literally gave up the most road points in the entire NFL.
Yeah, I thought that one looked like it was out of place. I don't know why they felt the need to put that in there. For about 10 games, that looked like an all-time great Browns defense, and then they did actually crater.
Suck ass.
Yes. Yes, are we giving away the 10 games award? Cool. Awesome. Best defense I've ever seen through 10 games. And then they were getting strafed for like 35 points.
And how do you, not really to take away, I guess, from the Ravens defense in 2008, but how do you put that defense on there and not the Steelers
defense?
So where
are the 2008 Ravens?
Tied for eighth.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah, the Steelers were a better defense. No, it was Ed Reed intercepting Ben Roethlisberger to send the Ravens to the Super Bowl that year.
Was it that nitwit Greg Rosenthal who did this one too?
It was like PFSN, what was it, like Pro Football
Sports Network?
Yeah.
Yeah, total crap.
Wait, is that the old operation that used to employ Tony Pauline? Is it his outfit?
Well, that's probably why he left, because of shenanigans like this.
He wouldn't be doing that with these defenses.
One of these days, Craig is going to have the three of us come up with like something that is not technically connected to us, but it has like a broad... No, he'll just do it under the fan banner. He'll say... Donnie, Pony, Mulsey, I need you guys to make the 10 best defenses since the year 2008, and I want you to make sure you leave off the Steelers defense. Content,
oh, you think
Craig.
You think he's going to come to us and start asking us to deliberately make bad lists because he thinks it's good for content?
Well, these bad lists, these deliberately
are working,
bad lists
you're right.
work
it got
every
on,
time.
Yeah, my it's radar my, and it got on Donnie's.
It is one of my least favorite trends in media. Hey, I'm going to make a list that absolutely sucks ass. Wait till you see how many people are going to click
this
on it.
This is what we call
mad.
Rage bait, Pony.
But yes. But Donnie...
Some people would argue that Pony knows what rage bait
but
is without even
But
knowing.
Donnie will attest to this, though. When I left Heath Miller and Ike Taylor off my Steelers list, that was completely by accident. I did not do that to try to irritate people or get people started.
No, you were upset with yourself.
Many people feel that you are actually like... you're like Roy Hobbs, the natural when it comes to rage bait. You make it without even trying to. You now, send tweets that are your actual opinions, and
yeah, people
come up. You could have a content farm a mile wide, and you couldn't come up with better ones.
How many defenses would you actually put ahead of the 2008 Steelers from the last 25 years?
Definitely the two that are
actually
honestly, one,
I think
on there.
I would stop after the top two.
How about the 2013 Seahawks?
I'd put the Legion of Boom way up there, man. They humiliated Manning.
And that was the highest scoring offense in the NFL.
I think I would put 08 Steelers at three.
You know what? Man, I might put the Seahawks there because you know why? They were built to stop a version of NFL offenses that had only in the last couple of years come into vogue. Like super high-flying passing attacks were everywhere at that point, Donnie. The fact that you had a secondary built like that that could actually just match up and stop teams, I think, was hugely impressive. Very close call, though.
How are they not on here at all?
Yeah, brutal job.
They should be.
Because they are probably...
They're in my top five.
What about the Niners defense that carried Garoppolo, as Pony likes to point out, to the precipice
of a
Super Bowl?
I don't often point that out. It was just when you were like trying to make it seem like Brock Purdy was...
Well, would you put that Niners team
King
on
bleep.
There, though?
No, they didn't win crap. They haven't won anything.
Should there only be Super Bowl winning defenses on here?
Yes.
Would any of the Patriots defenses under Belichick belong?
I like the 03 Patriots defense a lot.
How about the one that turned Goff and the Rams into nobodies in the Super Bowl?
Brian Flores. That was Brian Flores' mastery more than it was the players.
And the Steelers had him under the roof.
0-3 Patriots defense, number one in the NFL. Here's the lineup. Bobby Hamilton, Ted Washington, Richard Seymour, and Willie McGinnis was your D-line.
I remember big Ted Washington.
Linebackers, Roman Pfeiffer, Teddy Bruschi, Mike Vrabel. Secondary, Ty Law, Tyrone Poole, Rodney Harrison, Eugene Wilson. That's pretty damn good.
Was that when Troy Brown had started to moonlight as a cornerback?
Yes, it was.
Was Asante Samuel not there yet?
No, I thought he came along the next year.
Now,
maybe.
The only thing I'd say, and this is why, well, same story's true with the Steelers. Like, they got cooked a little bit by Dell Ome in the second half of that Super Bowl.
Oh, did they ever. But, daylight coming.
Well, you know what? I would put the Steelers ahead of them because it's more respectable to get cooked by Kurt Warner in the second half than it is to get cooked by Dell Ome.
Moose Muhammad. Man, what a fourth quarter that was. An all-time
That was an underrated Super Bowl.
100%. That fourth quarter of that game might be the best
fourth quarter
in Super Bowl history. Better even than 43. That was
I disagree,
punch.
But
why?
No, it's good, but I don't think it's better than 43.
It was just it was the equivalent of a three-minute boxing round where all they did was throw haymakers in the center of the ring.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.